You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Non-Traditional Pharmacist Podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The Non-Traditional Pharmacist provides the pharmacist professional ideas to help you think outside the box. Pharmacy is evolving fast, and this podcast is all about the evolution of the pharmacist role in healthcare. And now, here is the Non-Traditional Pharmacist team, Lynn, Matt, and Nick.
Matt Paterini here with the Non-Traditional Pharmacist, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Another episode of the Non-Traditional Pharmacist Student Series today. Very excited for this episode. John David Shepper with us. It's going to be a fantastic episode. Can't wait to learn about his approach to pharmacy school and choosing a career path. The Pharmacy Student Series is all about helping pharmacy students think about some of the things that they may not have thought about through formal education and really getting folks to the point where they're happy, fulfilled, and love their career in pharmacy. So John, thanks a lot. Appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. You know, I'm happy to be here, and I just appreciate that what the Non-Traditional Pharmacist is doing. So thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. We'll get right into the first question. What are your primary interests in pharmacy and why? I know we were talking a little bit before the episode. You've already accepted a position. Maybe expand a little bit on that and your primary interests in the field of pharmacy.
Yeah, so I'll start out with why. I think that's important. You know, a lot of people, particularly myself, I got into pharmacy thinking that I was going to be a clinician, that I was going to do a post-grad PGY 1 and 2, specialize in something and be a clinician in a hospital. And what I found was that through my APPEs that I woke up every day and I didn't say, I want to be here for the rest of my life. And so from there, I started trying to be real with myself. What is it that I want to do? And I had a management rotation. And from there, it was waking up every morning, going in early and staying late. And that's kind of where I found out that that's where my passions were in management. And from there, I'm hoping to move more into politics. I would love to get involved in the political side of things because pharmacy and pharmacists can play a huge role in that. Currently, we have 535 congressional members, and only one of those is a pharmacist. And so I think that it's important that we insert ourselves into that, and that's currently where my interests are.
John David Shepper for president. That's what I say.
Yeah, maybe one day. Maybe one day soon.
That's excellent. Hey, John, what's missing from traditional pharmacy that really should be there to help students decide on a career path? There's a lot of help and assistance within a formal program to learn about different opportunities available, but what do you think's missing to help students decide on that formal career path?
Yeah, I kind of have a similar point of view to you. I was watching one of the previous podcasts, and I believe you mentioned that, you know, we have 4 years, and three of those years are didactic learning. And so you can only fit so much into 3 years of learning. And I think what's missing is illuminating where pharmacists play a role. And I think how we rectify that situation is that, one, from a student's point of view, we have to be more willing to be forthcoming about needing help and asking for help. And then from the school's point of view, I think that the schools need to be providing, and there's an opportunity to provide assistance with making connections. So reaching out to alumni and preceptors and people who hold pharmacy positions in non-traditional sectors. And so I think that's kind of where this marriage needs to happen and what's missing in our traditional pharmacy schools right now.
Well said, and you've taken kind of a unique, as we would say, non-traditional approach to planning for your career afterward. Maybe expand a little bit upon how you personally prepared for your career plans afterward.
Yeah, so preparing, you know, it starts from day one. And so what I've done to prepare, trying to be involved, and then throughout my APPEs, again, I realized that what it is I was doing in the clinical and the ambulatory care and in the community settings wasn't really lighting me on fire. And so when I was on my management rotation, I reached out to my preceptor and asked for more connections so that I could do more phone interviews. When I was on various rotations, I asked, do you know people in maybe the pharmaceutical industry or this place or that place? And really just tried to put myself out there, conduct phone interviews, and just try to gather as much knowledge as possible. And so that's how I prepared to get to where I'm at right now.
With management and politics being kind of such a unique area, practice setting, I guess you could say, in pharmacy, how do you see that impacting your personal life outside of the professional world?
Yeah, so when I personally, I one day I want to be a good husband and a good father and respected in my community. And so what I think management provides is one, structure. I'm a big believer in structure, and I thrive in that sort of setting. Mm-hmm. I think with politics, what it does is provide me an opportunity to get more involved in the community, not just with pharmacy, but in various other things.
So with your interests kind of in the political spectrum, in management and business, you know, where do you see the profession of pharmacy moving in the future?
Yeah, I think this is a great question, because parents often encourage, you know, my parents encouraged me to go to pharmacy school because pharmacy was the up and coming position, just like engineering and law school. And so I think it's important as pharmacists, we see where is pharmacy heading. I think the easy answer is automation. There are so many roles that automation can play in the healthcare industry. But what I think where I think a lot of opportunity lies is in the non-traditional areas of like I did a rotation at the Pharmacy Quality Alliance, and there were opportunities in research, and not research as in bench work, but research as in health outcomes and providing quality-based metrics and that sort of thing. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree with you there. You know, we hear it's great to get different takes from different students and different interests as they pursue careers after pharmacy school. John David Shep, we wish you the best in your future endeavors. Certainly appreciate you taking the time with us at the Non-Traditional Pharmacist today. Please comment, like, share this post with the pharmacy community. The goal is to improve how students select their career paths, and that everyone in the field of pharmacy has a successful and fulfilling career. Until next time, I'm Matt Paterini with the Non-Traditional Pharmacist. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for listening to the Non-Traditional Pharmacist. Be sure to share this podcast with your work associates, your professional network, and remember, always be thinking outside the pillbox.